Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Realtors, business owners, think about this question. What is your value? And how do you communicate it to your clients? What is up, everybody? It's Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We are here for another day of training. And today it's all about USP, or value proposition. USP stands for unique selling proposition, or your value proposition. So that's what we're going to hit today. Quick intros here. I run a team called the 21 Mike team. We are based in Ohio, all the way from Cleveland, Akron, down to Columbus. And we are at about 40 plus agents. And if you are an agent, maybe new in the business or struggling in the business, please consider reaching out to me to talk real estate and teams. Mike@21mike.com. I am part of an amazing brokerage called Century 21 Homestar, which is all over the state of Ohio. Over 500 agents, and they have a unique USP. And to talk about that and help us with training today is Tony Geraci, joining us by audio only, which is just fine because I get to look at his amazing picture. Tony's broker, owner of Homestar, and he will talk a little bit about USP today with us and tell us what the Homestar USP is, because I'm curious to hear it in his words. If you want to reach Tony, text him to set up an appointment for a longer conversation. And that's 216-374-1269. What is happening, Tony? You are on the road today, right?
I am on the road. It's my birthday week and Father's Day week. So out of town with the family and the kids and working a little bit and enjoying family time. So appreciate you dealing with just the audio today.
Yeah, no. And Tony, that's actually part of your USP, is your availability. I know a lot of people say that they, I joined this team, I joined this company, and I was promised all this support, all this availability, training, or whatever it was. And, definitely on that part, you deliver. Not only are you available, but you have other people available to answer questions and guide agents. And that's part of your USP. And I know you'll have more later, and I'm going to drop that question in your lap. So I gave you some warning. I'm expecting to be dazzled when I ask you about that. But first, let's talk about why it's so important. Okay, first of all, and Tony, hopefully you know these numbers off the top of your head. I have ballpark numbers. But look, there's, like many businesses, there's a lot of competition out there. And if you can't distinguish yourself from your competition, what's going to cause them to hire you instead of your competitors? Now, if you can't distinguish yourself, and if your value isn't well defined, if you can't communicate it, that leaves you with competing based on something that none of us really should want to compete on if we don't have to, and that's price. So if you can't deliver value, value is different than price. What some companies, some agents have to do is compete based on price. I'm not better, but I will do it cheaper, is what they say, essentially. So if you don't want to necessarily have to compete based on price, you have to deliver value and know how to communicate it. So I'm going to give you guys some examples, and we'll go through our value proposition, go through Tony's with the brokerage, and then give you some ideas on how you can develop your value proposition. So Tony, I'm going to throw it over to you just for sort of general statements before I dig in on what I have for today. What do you think about value proposition?
Definitely on the agent side of things, is the, when I coach agents, I ask them, what's your value? And usually they start with, I'm available. I show houses. I make people, when it's convenient for them. But I'm not going to go into detail, as we go on with this conversation, but you have to show more than what other people are doing. Anybody can show a house. Anybody can throw a listing on the MLS. What I want to know what else you have. And that's what your clients and customers want to know too.
I love that answer, Tony. It's what, not only what your value is, but what's different. And again, we're being marginalized, especially real estate agents. We're being marginalized. There's a lot of businesses that are being marginalized by competitors, by online platforms. Oh, well, I don't need an agent. I can find everything out I need to know on Zillow or Realtor.com. Heck, some of those platforms allow you to schedule a showing. So what do they really need us for? We have to come up with that list that's unique to us as to what our value proposition is. So to kind of guide people here in thinking about what their value proposition is, let me talk about our team value proposition, because obviously I've thought this out and I want to just throw it out there so that people can start to understand what a value proposition is. It's what's different. So for example, you have to have something that is powerful, a hook. So one of the things that we have on the team is we developed a program, especially to capture listings that we have only for teammates. And it's a buy before you sell program and a cash offer program. So when you sit down with a seller, for example, and they say, look, you know, I don't want to do all this preparation. I don't want to have showings. Being able to say, well, our company can also give you a cash offer, or our company can help you buy first and then sell your house, freeing up your equity and so forth. That's different. Not everybody has that. You know, furthermore, on our team, you know, we offer leads. A lot of agents think that's the most important thing in the world. And certainly it's important if you're looking to generate more business. But as we always say, one of my favorite quotes, Tony, I drop this whenever I have the opportunity, is the leads are the vitamins. They're not meant to be the whole diet. So not really relevant to today's conversation, but that's one of our value propositions. Another one is our admin staff. And I know any of my teammates, I see Grant and Mike on the call today, they will tell you how amazing our admin staff is. Having a good assistant, and Tony, you can talk about your staff here in a second when I throw it over to you, but having an amazing staff behind you, it's like having extra people, you know, it's like having extra arms. Like imagine if you had eight arms and you were able to do eight different things at once. That's what it's like. So those are a handful of things about our value proposition. My personal value proposition from an agent standpoint, even though I'm a broker, one of the things I bring to the table is a construction background. So just today, I gave my 10-minute presentation at our networking group, and one of my BNI mates is on today. But at BNI, one of the things that really sticks with people is how much I know about construction and remodeling, building an entire house and remodeling dozens of homes. That's different. You know, I know a lot about what I'm selling. So just like a mechanic who sells cars, being able to really talk about a house intelligently is one of my unique selling propositions. In addition to my education, you know, throw in the MBA from Case Western with a concentration in marketing. That's kind of different. So Tony, we're giving examples here. Let me throw that question over to you. When you think about Homestar, Century 21 Homestar as a company, what are some of your USPs? Talk to us about that.
Well, I could talk to you a long time about that, but I'll cut it to the most important thing. Well, I'll say start with myself. And there's a lot of us out there. I just hit my 30-year anniversary in real estate. So in real estate, being 30 years in the business full-time for those 30 years, starting our office 25 years ago, spending for 25 years of mentoring and helping agents. I get thousands of agents, and also being I can't even do the math over 30 years, but probably over 35,000 homes and over a trillion or trillions of dollars in real estate that I've sold. So the experience, it's kind of like you hear these you know, these terms and other things, is that you know things from experience. You know, it's not from, you can read things, you could do things. And I tell anybody that ever had a job before, they could have tried to train you a lot and in your job, but until you actually did it, that's when you really learn exponentially, right? You know, you could try to teach people that, but so with selling thousands of homes, so that's one of our value proposition, my experience and our years of in business and the amount of sales and the sales we've gone through and the situations we've been through. And then our staff, which is our management staff, is my partner, Brenda, who's been in the business just as long as I have and knows what ins and outs of real estate. Our office manager, Debbie, has been in real estate over 25 years. My assistant, Brooke, has been with us, gosh, going 12 years. And Julia and Carly in our office, our sales and listing coordinator, has been with us 6, 7 years plus. You know, I lose track after all these years of everybody. And then that's the other thing, consistency. That's a value proposition, because as an agent, or when you are an agent and you talk to somebody, everybody that has been around and has people in their lives, not agents, but just general people, know people that have been in and out of real estate. They probably had a brother-in-law or a friend, or even themselves. You know, how many, Mike, you probably had many clients that say, "Oh, I was an agent once," right? And so, consistency, and know that you have been there a long time and will be there when they're ready. So that's the other value proposition I send our agents, that we've been around as a company over 25 years. We've been through all different kinds of markets and presidents and interest rates and economies, and we're going to be there for you whenever you need us. So hopefully those are kind of some of the, just the top couple of things of the many things. Does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, I think that's a good start. And like you said, I'm sure you could talk to us for an hour, as could I, about, you know, all the different values.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
So you can really start digging down and getting into the weeds on all the different values. But I think it's important to figure out what the top values are that you have, and obviously lead with that. And the other part of it is your clients, each one has different priorities. So I think it's really important to understand your client's priorities. And Tony, we talk about this when we talk about listing appointments. You know, I used to think that the way to get more clients was to brag, was to say, well, here's 10 things about me and my team that make us so great. And I learned over the years that it's not really about listing all the things and saying the right things. It's more about finding out what's important to the client and then focusing on their needs. Well, you have these needs, you have these wants. Here's what we have that can satisfy your needs. So you focus on the important things. So I would definitely encourage everybody on the call, no matter what business you are in, to make a written list of what your value proposition is, and then focus on those things as you talk to your clients. So let me
Can I jump in for a second? Yeah, no, I was like, exactly that. You can't, anybody that just, I always try to say there's everybody is good in their own way. If they're in business and they have clients, if they have one client or 1,000 clients, they're doing something right because that client picked them. So it's, no one could say they're the best. They just say, you know, so it's not, I don't say it's bragging, but it's just saying, this is what I feel is the best about us. And if that correlates with you, because some people don't, you know, we have lots of agents that we bring on, about 50 brand new agents right out of school every year, and they get business. So guess what? All their clients could care less that they're brand new, you know? So they have a different value prop. They're looking for something else. They're not looking for years in business and experience. They're looking for someone that cares for them, that knows them, and they trust them. And they know them from somewhere that's going to look out for their best interest. So there's all different angles on that. So you just got to, your value proposition obviously might not be the best for everybody, but you got to, you present that and sell that in hopes that you find the clients that want to connect with you with what's best for you. And hopefully that makes some sense.
Exactly. So Tony, that reminds me of a saying that Tom Ferry, the great coach that whose platform I'm in, says. He says, find your tribe. And by tribe, he means the people that want what you have, the people who are like you. And it also reminds me of another saying, there are riches in niches. And so here's, you know, talking about these specific things that we're going to dig into now as agents and business owners think about what their USPs are. Don't be afraid to be so narrow. I think it's a mistake to just say, well, I can help everybody with everything. That's way too general. And when you start to get specific, that's when people start gravitating to you. So let me throw this out there, Tony. Our team and me, for example, for whatever reason, over the years, I've had Israeli investors gravitate to me. Now, there are investors from all over the world, but for whatever reason, the Israeli investors find me. They're comforted by the fact that we're working with other Israeli investors, and they just keep on coming. You know, so it's I've put that out there. It's one of our specialties. and we're helping them. And then they, the good reviews end up online, and it's all this self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a circle of business, and it is literally a snowball that just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So don't be afraid to be specific with your value propositions, because there's riches and niches. So Tony already hit on the experience one. If you do have experience, that's a value proposition. If you don't have a ton of experience, find other value propositions, because like Tony said, new agents get business too. And those experienced agents, as brand new agents, they got business. I was a new agent at one point. I had to get business somehow, and I did it through what Tony was talking about. So experience, if you don't have that, lean into something else. What about the area expert? You got Mike on the line, who's from Apple Valley Lake, down outside of Mount Vernon, not Mount Gilead, Mount Vernon. He lives there. He's the area expert. He knows everything about that community that there is to know. That's a great, unique value proposition, unique selling proposition. He's also a veteran. That was on my list today. I know I see Mike here every week. How great is it to lean into the clients that share something with you? People like to work with people who understand them, who are like them. So for example, if you're a veteran, why not lean into that? Work with other veterans. You understand them. You understand their needs. Make sure you're an expert on VA loans, for example. Tony, do you see where I'm going with this?
Exactly. Find your tribe, which ones are best for you and that you're an expert in, or just enjoy being around, right?
Sure.
You got to find the people and the places and the groups and the networking that you like to be. And then you become an expert. You're not an expert in anything when you start, right? So it starts with that. And then even agents, when they ask me like, well, I just moved here. Well, start becoming an expert in your market. You know, you can start, you have to start somewhere. There's people that live in a neighborhood or in an area their whole lives and still never got involved in the community, really know nothing other than going in and out of their house. So you could, it's not like it's you're at a disadvantage just because you're new. It's just got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a non-real estate example out there because I see Lucy on the call and she has an IT cyber security business. You know, they focus on that sort of thing. And one of their areas of expertise is helping businesses with government contracts. So they've become, I mean, talk about a narrow niche. Imagine if you went out in the world and said, hey, I work with businesses who have government contracts. How specific is that? But because they're that specific, people with that need find them. And it's the same thing with these sort of areas of expertise. I'm going to rattle off a couple more to get your guys' wheels turning in your heads. I know an agent from San Diego. She was actually on our show. Her name's Melina from San Diego. She's an expert in divorces and estates. So she's cultivated those relationships with divorce and estate attorneys who refer her business because they know, like, and trust her because she's done those. Now, again, even if you've not done them, you can educate yourselves on these topics and become an expert, just like Tony said. Back in the day, Tony, we remember the REO and short sale experts. We still have a couple of those out there. There isn't as much business, but that used to be a thing. You guys are newer agents are probably scratching their heads saying, what's REO? What's a short sale? But the bank owned properties, the foreclosures, there were agents that specialized in that stuff. And that's where the majority of their business came from. Seems like yesterday to you and me, right? Right, Tony?
Yes. I mean, I just still remember the day. I wish I wrote down the exact date it was, but I still remember the day when I was like, what's a short sale? I have never even heard of that. So yes, there's always new things happening, and you just got to figure out. And like you said, Mike, you got really deep in that and became an expert in those, but a lot of agents never even touched those and just didn't want to become an expert in that. It didn't hurt their business. I mean, if they were doing well in other areas, but they just decided that wasn't their niche and they decided not to do it. So you don't have to be try to be an expert in everything, right? What is it? A jack of all, but a master of none, something like that. What was that exact saying, Mike?
You got it. Jack of all trades, master of none. And that's not where you want to be. Okay. Now, some people have to find their niche, and that's fine. You know, as you get into this business, you'll start to gravitate towards something like Tony said, you'll find a group of clients you enjoy working with. So why not stick with them? And that's not to say you can't do other business, but I'm telling you guys, if you develop these niches and develop that branding, that USP, that unique value proposition, unique selling proposition, those clients will find you. And how awesome is that? When clients find you instead of you having to go out into the world and find them. And that's really what we're trying to do here, is help you develop that brand, that USP, so that clients go find you. So that's what I have for today, Tony. Final thoughts.
Yeah, everybody has the ability. So many times we can't, again, like I just said, is that we bring on about 50 brand new agents every year. I try to do my best to handpick. I narrow that down as much as possible. So any agent listening to this, if you're with our office and we're brand new, if I didn't already say, I picked you. Well, or you picked us first, but I said, okay, I want you to come over because there's so many new people. And we as our office have to do our best to say, okay, we're going to invest our time. So not to make this longer, but it's another value we do. We invest time in our agents with them not even knowing if they're going to even sell anything or stay in the business a long time. So we put all our effort, same with you. When you have clients, you got to show your value before they become a buyer, before they become a seller. That's a whole nother video. So of all the things you can do before they become a buyer or seller, and you show your value there. But the point I was making is that I never know. I try to do my best judgment, but I know this, that everybody has the ability. So you can do it. If you want to get to know people and you want to help people and you like real estate and you want to build your own business and be an entrepreneur and a business owner, this is a great business to be in, and everybody has the ability. There's no one that I know of that has that major of an advantage other than hard work and focus.
Yeah. So homework, make your list. I want this to be a written list. Like our teammate Colleen, hers starts with seniors. She has a passion for that. Grant is on the call. You know, he's done a lot with the trades and investors and knows about construction. That's one of the things he has to offer. So whatever your business, whatever your geographic area, make a written list of all of your value propositions and really be able to demonstrate, to communicate what that value is to your clients. And I want it in writing, and go ahead and comment if you're watching this on YouTube, and hit after you hit that subscribe button. If you're on Facebook, leave me some comments. Tell me what your unique selling proposition is. And if you're on the podcast, I don't know if there's a way you can comment on a podcast, but YouTube, Facebook, please tell us what you think. I want to hear what your value propositions are. And then next step is figure out how you communicate that out to the world and to your clients. So don't forget, join us every Tuesday. Tony and I will be here 11:30 to 11:50 Eastern time. And if you miss us, you can watch these after the fact. We always put the recordings everywhere that you want to find them. So again, Tony, I really appreciate you taking the time since you're on the road, and it's your birthday week and Father's Day, but you're so reliable. We know we can count on you to be here most of the time.
Well, the last thing I'll say, in real estate, this is the most important purchase of most people's lives or sale, and you got to be available. I mean, not to connect it to doctors, but we have very important jobs. People get nervous and they need to be hold their hand, and it's hard to cut that tie, and that same with our agents. So even when I'm taking time off, I'm still on duty for those emergencies because people need help, and that's a value you can do too.
Yeah. Look at COVID. We were one of the few trades or businesses that were allowed to operate during COVID. That's just how important we are. So go out there and get them, guys. Get your USPs together, and we will see you next week.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.